Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Joe Biden signed the first ever presidential memorandum outlining the United States' commitment to worker rights globally. Unfortunately, there are still far too many places where workers do not have a seat at the bargaining table, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Even worse, places where working people are denied a decent living, subjected to harassment and abuse, harmed, even killed, for simply standing up for their rights. Service workers in Cambodia, agricultural leaders in Guatemala, labor lawyers in Eswatini, countless brave individuals fighting for the right to organize, to work under safe and healthy conditions, to be free from forced labor, trafficking, discrimination.
Many unions around the world improve working conditions for their members. They raise wages for employees, reduce gender and racial pay gaps, increase productivity, and help strengthen democracies. For all these reasons, the United States will continue to make advocating for the rights of workers and raising labor standards a central part of our diplomacy, said Secretary Blinken.
First, we will engage governments, workers, labor organizations, trade unions, civil society, and the private sector around the world to protect and promote respect for internationally recognized labor rights.
Second, we will work to hold accountable those who threaten, who intimidate, who attack union leaders, labor rights defenders, and labor organizations, warned Secretary Blinken.
We want to be there for people like Kalpona Atker, a Bangladeshi garment worker, an activist, who says that she is alive today because the U.S. Embassy advocated on her behalf. When we use our voice, we use our advocacy around the world, we can make a concrete difference in making sure that those who are trying to advance labor rights are protected and defended.
Third, the U.S. will strengthen the federal government's capacity to advance worker rights abroad, and the U.S. will work with governments and multilateral institutions like the United Nations and the G20 to promote labor rights and standards. Finally, the U.S. will step up its enforcement to ensure that its trade agreements and supply chains protect workers and that it is not importing goods made with forced labor. These steps will help preserve and expand civic space and ensure workers' voices are heard in the United States and around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.